Unsteady.
Ex-ambassadors, unsteady. We are Quixie 98.3. It is Brian and Trisha. So the Powerball is up over $1 billion again. There's a hypothetical poll going on online somewhere, and they're asking, if you lend a friend $10 and they use it to buy Powerball tickets and then they hit the jackpot, how much do they owe you?
Okay, if you just came to me and said, Brian, I need $10, and you didn't be like, and I'm going to, you know, like you just asked for $10, I don't feel like you owe me anything. I feel like you would probably give me something.
Yes.
But I don't believe if you just said $10 and then you spent it on that.
Well, but what if
if I loaned you $10 and you went and bought a sandwich, I'm not eating half your sandwich.
True, but if you knew that I need $10 so I can go buy Powerball
then
tickets,
then we would have a discussion about how we would split that up.
Yes.
There would have to be a discussion.
So, four options. Just the original $10 you loan them, half of the winnings, all of the winnings, or nothing. I mean, who's going to go with all of the winnings? You're going to expect the person to give you all of the winnings? I do think that the right thing to do would be to give them something, especially if you're getting $1 billion. Come on. I mean, I guess you could spend $1 billion, but that's a lot of money to spend quickly.
Well, first of all, after taxes, you're only getting half, so.
Well, okay, good point. Yes, yeah. But that's still a lot of money, and it's more money than you had. So the top vote getter. Well, that's true. I have no idea. Maybe you have $1 billion. I don't know. But you didn't want to buy that truck that you looked at the other day.
Yeah, I know.
So
I really wanted that truck.
The top vote getter was just the original $10. It got 72% of the vote. If they want to give you more, great, and maybe they should, but they're not obligated
to. It's like finding a wallet and giving it back.
Yeah.
You give it back. Look, I took 20 out of that for my effort. You know what I'm saying?
That would not be good. Half of the winnings is next with 15% of the vote. And then nothing is 12%. So 2% think that they should give you the full $1 billion. Those people.
I think it's got something to do with what the discussion was.
Why don't you just yawn right in the middle of it?
I think it's got something to do with the discussion ahead of time.
Yes. But I do think that, like, if you or I, just you and I doing
this. Specifically you and
I. Yes. So if you gave me $10 or if I gave you $10, I think that either one of us would share.
Yeah, I would.
I mean, I might give you 20. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you have that much money, I just feel like that would be the right thing to do, to say, you know what? I wouldn't have been able to get this if you hadn't lent me the $10. So
what's the vig on $10? It's not like I want to make a lot of money on doing that, you know? Yeah. I'm not a loan shark, but
I don't know. But I don't know. I mean, I just feel like there's a feeling of doing the right thing, and
I don't do it every time, but sometimes when I have a friend that's going to a casino, specifically if like they're going to Vegas, I'll give them $5 and be like, hey, throw this in a slot machine and I will split with you anything that we win. And if I don't get anything back, hey, you had fun playing with my $5. I have never, ever gotten a return on that. So either all these people are liars or I'm just very unlucky.
Well, that's interesting that you would do that. I've not known that. We've not talked about this before.
I'm not a big gambler.
So if you had the $5, are they just putting that in their pocket? And then, because don't you load money on a card now?
I don't know. I don't actually sit and watch this. They don't FaceTime me, but, you know.
Like, that's probably what I would do. Yeah, so, okay, you gave me a $5 bill,
here's your $5.
I would video that or FaceTime you or call you and say, okay, I would probably FaceTime you just so you could see it. And I'd be like, okay, this is your money. I would have it in a separate compartment in my pocket or somewhere where it was like labeled Brian's money. And then because I would want to do the right thing.
You're extra, you know that?
But, I mean, doing the right thing, I feel like it's important.
Well, when I go to Oklahoma, there are casinos everywhere. Like, the Choctaw Nation, the tribe actually has casinos in the gas stations.
Yeah.
Like, they're a size of a convenience store, but then next door to it, it literally says Casino 2, which is T-O-O, and you can go in there and play slots and other stuff. So I always go in there and throw a couple of bucks in because, like, hey, maybe.
Yeah.
But I never win. I still have a payout ticket from the $20 I spent last year, and I think it's got like 19 cents on it.
So add to it this time.
Yeah.
Maybe
it's void after 30 days.
Oh.
Now it's just a 19 cent piece of paper.